The Dohány Street Synagogue, Hungarian, Dohány Utca Zsinagoga / Nagy Zsinagoga, Hebrew, Bethak Nizet Hagadol El Budapit, also known as the Great Synagogue or Tabak Gas Synagogue, is a historical building in Erzsébetváros, the 7th district of Budapest, Hungary. It is the largest synagogue in Europe and one of the largest in the world. It seats 3,000 people and is a center of Neolog Judaism. The synagogue was built between 1854 and 1859 in the Moorish Revival style, with the decoration based chiefly on Islamic models from North Africa and medieval Spain, the Alhambra. The synagogue's Viennese architect, Ludwig Forster, believed that no distinctively Jewish architecture could be identified, and thus chose architectural forms that have been used by Oriental ethnic groups that are related to the Israelite people, and in particular the Arabs. The interior design is partly by Frigyes Fezlo. The Dohány Street Synagogue complex consists of the Great Synagogue, the Heroes Temple, the Graveyard, the Memorial, and the Jewish Museum, which was built on the site on which Theodor Herzl's house of birth stood. Dohány Street itself, a leafy street in the city center, carries strong Holocaust connotations as it constituted the border of the Budapest ghetto. Built in a residential area between 1854 to 1859 by the Jewish community of Pest according to the plans of Ludwig Forster, the monumental synagogue has a capacity of 2,964 seats, 1,492 for men and 1,472 in the women's galleries, making it the largest in Europe and one of the largest working synagogues in the world, after the Beit Midrash of GER in Jerusalem, the Bell's Great Synagogue and Temple Emmanuel in New York City, citation needed. The consecration of the synagogue took place on September 6, 1859. The synagogue was bombed by the Hungarian pro-Nazi Arrow Cross Party on February 3, 1939. Used as a base for German radio and also as a stable during World War II, the building suffered some severe damage from aerial raids during the Nazi occupation but especially during the siege of Budapest. During the communist era, the damaged structure became again a prayer house for the much diminished Jewish community. Its restoration started in 1991 and ended in 1998. The restoration was financed by the state and by private donations. The building is 75 meters, 246 feet, long and 27 meters, 89 feet, wide. The style of the Dohány Street Synagogue is Moorish, but its design also features a mixture of Byzantine, Romantic, and Gothic elements. Two onion-shaped domes sit on the twin octagonal towers at 43 meters, 141 feet, height. A rose-stained glass window sits over the main entrance. Similarly to basilicas, the building consists of three spacious richly decorated aisles, two balconies and, unusually, an organ. Its arch contains various Torah scrolls taken from other synagogues destroyed during the Holocaust, citation needed. The Central Synagogue in Manhattan, New York City is a near-exact copy of the Dohány Street Synagogue. The Torah Ark and the internal frescoes made of colored and golden geometric shapes are the works of the famous Hungarian Romantic architect Frigyes Fezlo. A single-span cast iron supports the 12-meter-wide, 39-feet, nave. The seats on the ground floor are for men, while the upper gallery, supported by steel-ornamented poles, has seats for women. Franz Liszt and Camille Saint-Saëns played the original 5,000 pipe organ built in 1859. A new mechanical organ with 63 voices and 4 manuals was built in 1996 by the German firm Gemlich Orgelbau Dresden GmbH. One of the important concerts in the synagogue's history was in 2002, played by the organ virtuoso Xaver Varnas. 4 hours citation needed before the concert, even standing places could hardly be found in the synagogue, and 7,200 citation needed people were sitting and standing to listen to the improvisers' virtuosity. It was only in the 1990s, following the return to democracy in Hungary, that renovations could begin. The 3-year program of reconstruction was largely funded by a $5 million donation from Hungarian Jewish American Estée Lauder and was completed in 1996. The Jewish Museum was constructed on the plot where Theodor Herzl's two-story classicist style house used to stand, adjoining the Dohani Synagogue. The Jewish Museum was built in 1930 in accordance with the synagogue's architectural style and attached in 1931 to the main building. It holds the Jewish Religious and Historical Collection, a collection of religious relics of the Pest Hevra Kaddisha, Jewish Burial Society, ritual objects of Shabbat and the High Holidays, and a Holocaust room. The Arcade and the Heroes Temple, which seats 250 people and is used for religious services on weekdays and during the winter time, was added the Dohani Street Synagogue Complex in 1931. The Heroes Temple was designed by Laszlo Vago and Ferenc Farago and serves as a memorial to Hungarian Jews who gave their lives during World War I. In 1944, the Dohani Street Synagogue was part of the Jewish ghetto for the city Jews and served as shelter for a lot of people. Over 2,000 of those who died in the ghetto from hunger and cold during the winter 1944 to 1945 are buried in the courtyard of the synagogue. It is not customary to have a cemetery next to a synagogue. The establishment of the 3,000 square meters cemetery was the result of historical circumstances. In 1944, as a part of the Eichmann Plan, 70,000 Jews were relocated to the ghetto of Pest. Until January 18, 1945, when the Russians liberated the ghetto, around 8,000 to 10,000 people had died, although one part of the deceased were transferred to the Kozma Street Cemetery, but 2,000 people were buried in the makeshift cemetery. In memory of those who had died, there is a memorial by the sculptor, Imre Varga, depicting a weeping willow with the names and tattoo numbers of the dead and disappeared just behind the synagogue, in the Raoul Wallenberg Holocaust Memorial Park. The Raoul Wallenberg Emlik Park, Memory Park, in the rear courtyard holds the memorial of the Hungarian Jewish martyrs. At least 400,000 Hungarian Jews were murdered by the Nazis. Made by Imre Varga, it resembles a weeping willow whose leaves bear inscriptions with the names of victims. There is also a memorial to Wallenberg and other righteous among the nations, among them, Swiss Vice Consul Karl Lutz, Giorgio Perlasca, an Italian man who, with a strategic escamotage, declared himself the Spanish consul, releasing documents of protection and current passports to Jews in Budapest without distinction. He saved 5,000 Mons. Angelo Rada, an Italian prelate bishop and apostolic nuncio of the State of Vatican City in Budapest, which issued protective sheets, misrepresentations of baptism, to save them from forced labor, and Vatican passports to Jews, without distinction of any kind present in Budapest, saving 15,000, who saved, with his secretary Mons. Gennaro Verolino, tens of thousands of Hungarian Jews during World War II. Dohani means tobacco in Hungarian, a loan word from Ottoman Turkish, duhan, itself borrowed from Arabic, dun. A similar Turkish loan word for tobacco is used throughout the Balkans, e.g. duhan in Bosnian. Theodor Herzl in his speeches and the Jewish Encyclopedia referred to the Dohani Street Synagogue as the Tabak Gas Synagogue. The Dohani Street Synagogue is also known under the name of the Tabak Shul, the Yiddish translation of Dohani Synagogue. On October 23, 2012, an Israeli flag was burned in front of a Budapest synagogue, reportedly by members of Jobbik, an ultranationalist Hungarian political party.